WJT, and 4ZLK.
4ZLK.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm on AC.
Is this Terry?
Yeah, KR4ACR. I'm just on, upstairs on AC, and it's not real good here.
It's a little white noise. I can tell you're on an HT, but you're making it fine. Perfectly copyable. I even recognize your voice. How are you this evening?
Okay, I guess. It's been a heck of a week. I really hadn't been on the radio except the net.
It's been pretty quiet the last couple days. You didn't make it out the Easley, did you?
Well, I've been to Easley numerous times, but if you mean when you were at lunch, no.
Well, same place yesterday, and then today I went to Longhorn, and I tell you what, I've just been more and more disappointed. I'm going to quit going there. It's just not the same as it used to be.
The one in Spartanburg, but it's been a long time ago.
Live and learn. Probably won't be going back there for lunch in a while, or for a long time. Anyway, sounds like you had a busy week.
Yeah, I've had several people out this week, and one was unexpected, so it's just been complicated.
A lot of that. Last minute call-ins, and I don't know, not a lot of spare people to do the job, because you can't pay a lot of people to sit around waiting for the work.
Yeah, that's one of the guys, like, who does your stuff when you're off?
Guys that are trained, that are covered. There's some that all they do is run vacations and days off. And there's enough of us where they always have work. Or if nobody's on vacation, usually someone will volunteer to go home. They can cover the route. And then during Christmas time, there's enough extra routes in that they stay busy. They've got their own route for a couple months or so, October through Christmas. And then a couple of the package car guys are qualified to drive the big trucks, so if they need them, they can pull them out of package and have them cover the route.
We just don't have that luxury to have the extra people. I was just wondering how that worked. I figured you had to have a coverage, but
it's not like there's people hanging around and, you know, going home every day because there's nothing to do. They usually find work, or sometimes they'll get used out of another building. But there's, especially this time of year, there's at least one or two people on vacation every week. So there's plenty of work for them to do.
I hear you. Well, that makes sense. Did you get everything accomplished you wanted?
I never do. It rained all week. But I did get a lot done. And probably what I really wanted to do was more than I could have done anyway. So even if the weather had been great, I probably wouldn't have gotten it all done. But I am going to take tomorrow off. A cousin of mine is coming down tomorrow, her and her husband. They'll be here probably 1 or 2 o'clock. And I don't get home till after 8. So I decided to take the day off to make sure I was here.
That's good. Like I say, I'm glad you have that, are able to do that. That's good.
It's kind of I know a lot of people can't do it, but as long as the route's covered, they don't really care. Sometimes if one of the guys doesn't have anything to do, they'll call around, hey, do you want off tomorrow? I'll run your route for you, you know, so that kind of thing. And if all goes well and there's no last-minute emergencies, they don't mind as long as the route gets covered.
That makes sense.
This may not even pertain to you, but what's the item or the items, the classification or whatever kind of type of item that you guys ship the most?
Light little cars, small car routes that do mail routes to pick up the post office, deliver mail from P.O. box to the customer, and go back in the afternoon and return their mail back to the post office. And then they have, like, medical stops and this, that, and the other that are inter-office routed stuff. And then we do, you know, the vans, about 1,500 pounds of anything that's got to be right now. And the same thing with the box truck.
Absolutely. delivery is that? Is it like residential people that just pay you to do that, or is it normally a business?
No, it's a company that has a P.O. box at the post office, and they don't want the liability or whatever of having the person on the road to go pick it up, so they pay us to do it.
I can see that. I guess that makes sense. Saves, keeps somebody from having to leave the office every day or stop by on the way in.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff, box truck stuff, but it's, you know, stuff's got to go right now. It can't go, like, LTL or whatever.
I know that's a big deal. It's kind of going on in the background. You don't really see it if you're not familiar with it or not involved in it. Now, do you guys ever take it, like, long distance, or is it just local?
Well, we've built up the local stuff so much that we can't really do long distance. Now, like yesterday, we went to Jefferson, Georgia, and one day this week we were in Statesville, North Carolina, but as far as much further than that, we go to Atlanta occasionally, but not a lot.
Something you can get to in a couple hours or more and get back.
That's the thing. We've got so much local business to it, you know, and some good customers that you have to jump when they call. So, you know, you just can't get too far out and not be able to do that.
Dispatch all by cell phone?
All by me.
And go out there and run routes, too.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Especially as heavy as that traffic gets in some places around town.
Getting cell phones.
With you.
I said, years ago, we always had the two-way radios, and that's how I really got involved in radios. I used to install all that stuff in the trucks for our vehicles or whatever, but it's all cell phone now, yeah.
90s, when I was still part-time at UPS, I had another part-time gig in the afternoon working for, I can't even remember what they called themselves, but it was owned by Southeastern. Southeastern Freight started it. They had a little delivery service that kind of in the Southeast. Anywhere the Southeastern Freight truck would go, we would carry, or we would pick up. And, you know, we'd go to law offices. We'd go to a couple of medical places, nothing that had to be climate controlled. And some of them were daily pickups. People were shipping out stuff every day, and it would go on the back. We'd pick it up and take it over to Southeastern, and they'd put it on the back of their LTL, and then it would get delivered the next day by the same company, the same little owned by Southeastern company. But I can't even remember what it was called back then. But anyway, I worked in the office as a dispatcher on a radio.
Well, I mean, I started out being on the road, you know, running a vehicle, but ended up in the management phase, but I was always interested in radios, and I used to work for my mother, who had a company years ago, and she talked to people in the Mars Communications into letting me do all that, so they didn't install our radios for us, they just gave them to us, and we put them in.
Four, is that okay? Yeah, Morris Communications used to have a place there on Woodruff, and they also had a place on Sulphur Springs. Yeah, there's still a communications place there on Sulphur Springs, I think, but I don't think it's called Morris anymore.
No, that's the Motorola shop. It used to be Communications Service Center. Morris was at 1508 Blue Ridge Drive, but I don't think sold all that, too.
You know that some people still use radios, but that's not like it used to be.
I think I could dispatch without it until I was forced into it, AR4 ACR.
Well, just to pick up a microphone and make a call than it is to try to scroll through. And, well, of course, now you can voice text and voice call, but that's made it a little bit easier. But still, when you're on the road and trying to remember who you're trying to look up a number or something like that, it is easier just to pick up a microphone.
That's just the way we always did it. And then it was a learning curve to change.
I'm going to go ahead and go, and I think I'm going to hit the bed. It's getting a little, it's not too late, but I'm starting to get sleepy. But nice to hear you tonight, Terry. Hope you have a good day tomorrow. I will I might be out and about a little bit in the morning, but I'll be around the house doing stuff. Hopefully the weather will be good. You have a good weekend if I don't talk to you. KR4ACR and 4ZLK.
Yeah, good hearing from you, and have a good weekend. KR4ACR and 4ZLK.